And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Tonight we are going to talk with a high school football coach who will be unidentified. Why? Because he administers steroids to his players, unbeknownst to the players and their parents. This is the kind of desperate situation some football coaches, some athletic coaches in every level of sports find themselves in. To win at any cost, they're even giving their players steroids, and the players don't know themselves. And the parents don't know. So we'll talk about that. We also have in a few minutes our flashback by request. We have, just to start the program off, a little bit of a change of pace at the Rusty Pelican in Manhattan Beach. We have a group of people who are both in the media and in security. And we want to talk a little bit about the Natalie Holloway story because there's so much discussion going on a lot of the news channels. First of all, we'll introduce Margaret Gray, who is the nationally syndicated columnist. Margaret, how are you?
So under the circumstances, I'm doing well. And when you say, by the way, there's so much discussion, it's only happening on Fox. So,
well, all right, so they're the only ones.
I mean, for God's sake.
All right. And we have Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay?
Thank you very much, Phil. It's good to be with you. I hope I can shed some light as your father and on the front line of law enforcement.
All right. With me as well as Chris Norton, you hang out at the Rusty Pelican, Chris, so you've given over your table this evening?
Is that me? Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. And then we also have on the line Lloyd Bonafide. Lloyd, you were at the Rusty Pelican to talk about this as well?
Yes, sir, I am. Ordinarily, I wouldn't lend my name to something like this. When I walked into this restaurant, I certainly did not anticipate the, forgive me, the stink greeted my nose. And
the stink, I'm sorry.
He didn't like the smell of Cap Morgan.
Excuse me, I'll hold the phone. Don't you ever grab the phone out of my hands.
I don't want to have any contention.
Oh, no, no, no. There's not going to be any contention. I just let this surf freak, I just let this beach bum here know he ever grabs a phone out of my hands, and he'll come back with just a wrist. No hand, just a wrist. Now, my statement is very clearly that I believe... What the hell is that?
What is that? What is that, man?
Nothing.
Well, I'm hearing music too, Mr. Hendry.
It's the freaking theme from Jaws. Hold on for a minute. I'll be right with you guys, okay? What is that, bud?
What
was that music?
A theme from Jaws.
Why you got the theme from Jaws on, man?
Natalie Holloway, hello.
So in other words, I'm going to be on here talking about what happened to this girl, and right off the bat, she's shark bait. Is that it?
That's just what Mr. Hall said.
David, is that it?
What are you talking about? Come on! You want to have some discussion about Natalie Holloway and what happened to her? I got to jazz this thing up. We're burning daylight. Do you understand? For every second you're on the air, you could be losing listeners. I got to keep this thing happy. Keep it moving. Don't let anybody know.
Well, that one guy, that old guy heard.
Well, I'll tell him to turn his radio down. Just go back to that bar and forget it.
Welcome back
here on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Margaret. What do you think?
Phil, I think really what happened to Natalie Holloway could happen to any young girl. I think she met three good-looking young men. Young men who promised romance on a moonlit beach. And what she got instead, quite possibly was a roofie. Maybe even some kind of a knockout drug in a rag or something that would put her away. Obviously, they took her. And, oh, God, I hate to think. I hope very, very much that people will understand. Aruba is still a charming place. Frank and I own a villa there. Now, who do you want me to give the phone to next?
Hold on for a minute, will you?
Certainly, but these interruptions, Phil, are beginning to really tighten my...
Hold on.
What?
Do I gotta have Jaws going?
Mr. Hall wants to talk.
David.
What?
What's with the Jaws?
Don't say anything and they won't notice.
Getting back here to, all right, go ahead. Chris, what do you think happened?
I'm not really sure. I think I think Natalie will come back to her family. I think it'll be great. The homecoming will be fantastic. I just really believe that with all my deepest hearts and everything.
Herb Sewell joins us. Herb, what do you think?
Phil, I think
there's no doubt in my mind that while Natalie is missing, there's always the outside chance that she'll come back. You know, I swear to God, I can hear the theme from Jaws somewhere.
Hold on for a minute. Will you turn that off?
What are we going to turn it off for?
There's two guys that can hear it. I'm talking about Natalie Holloway with the theme from Jaws.
Yeah? So what's that mean anyway, Phil?
Yeah, what does it mean anyway, Phil?
Well, it means you guys think she's shark bait.
Oh, is that how you feel? Maybe I just happen to like John Williams' music.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
See, you make all these judgments. I'm not saying anything other than the fact that we're just playing some music.
Yeah, we're saying playing some music.
Anyway, Mr. Bonafide?
Well, I'll tell you something right now. I can hear the theme from Jaws as sure as Jesus made green little apples. And if that music continues to play, I'm warming my truck up. It's right now out of the parking lot. The engine's going, and I'll be down at the studio. And the retard that runs your music, Katie, bar the door.
What does that mean? He's going to come down and hurt me?
That's right, if you don't get that music off.
I'm putting the retard on. No, forget it. I'm out of here.
Okay, look. Just turn it off, man. Turn it the heck off.
Here comes the good part. Okay, that was a good part.
Yeah, the ending. That's the good part.
No, that's when the leg comes off.
Would you... What a sick... Although I got to tell you something. There does need to be a sort of ending to that, doesn't there? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry's show tonight. We have the mystery football coach giving out steroids. And we have our flashback, our request flashback coming up.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, my name is Ward R. Jameson, and I'm the general manager of KLAP Radio, Clap Radio. If you feel a searing burn, you're listening to Clap. Recently, people have been speculating about what happened to Natalie Holloway. Well, I can assure you some of it is very irresponsible. I think the young lady's missing. I don't think there's any question that she's missing. But to think that she met a nefarious end... I find that to be absolutely without call. Why do people want to joke around and have goofy fun with stuff like this? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. And I told everybody that, and I told everybody that, even though they told me to do this editorial with the psycho music behind it. I begged my program director and everyone on the staff, but they said, go ahead, Ward. Ha 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 ha. And then they left the station, and here I am. Anyway, I'd like to say I believe in our law enforcement. I apologize for the bad taste music, but it was either that or Jaws, and someone else had done that. This is Ward R. Jameson here of Clap Radio. If you're brought to your knees, it's Clap. Whatever. Well, that's what he told me. Get out of here, will you? And turn that off, bud. What's next, man? Huh? Are we going to get a little Texas Chainsaw Massacre going on, too?
Hey, I'll look for it.
Yeah, you do that. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. And this is the beauty of summer, isn't it? You know, we can kind of kick back and listen to some of these classics as we get our best of for the year 2005 together. And that's exactly what we're doing. And, in fact, Mark just told me that's going to be on our 2005. Now, we're going to do the same thing that we did last year. We're going to split the 2005 best up into best phone calls and best skits. I guess that's the way you call them, you know. Some are phoners and some are just like non-phone call bits. And one CD will have one and the other CD will have the other, and it'll be available on a two CD set. And the money that we raise, once again, from the sale of our CD goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. And that's why, knowing that the money is going to go to these kids that have been living on the streets and can finally get their lives turned around, knowing that the money will be going to one of the greatest agencies ever to come from the streets of any city, enabling young people who can't go home again, as Thomas Wolfe said, and yet can once they have their lives turned around by the people at my friend's place. Would you mind paying $30 instead of $20 for the CD? The answer to that is no, of course you wouldn't. Because the price is going up, baby. Going up to $30. And not that we're making any of the bread. You see, knowing that people are loath to cut loose with any bread when it comes to charity, I don't care. You know, a lot of people say, well, I can write it off. But the fact of the matter is people are real tight. I figure we can raise the rent on this CD. Even if we don't sell as many, we're still going to make more money. However, with any luck, we will sell as many and we'll make even more money. But forget the arithmetic. Just go to our website, www.philhenryshow.com. If I were you, I'd start buying up the $20 CDs while they're hot. Because from here on out, the price is going up to the big 3-0. 30 bucks. Inflation. It's the way it goes. All right? All right, coming up tonight, the football coach who is feeding his players smoothies with steroids in them.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I don't find that to be funny at all, sir. I'm a Korean War veteran.
You don't find what to be funny, sir?
The explosions every 5 seconds.
I'm having a couple of laughs.
Well, stop having the laughs and start doing a show.
Yarcy, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I think what you're doing's radical. I think it's the most radical thing that I've ever seen or heard about.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You're done. Yeah.
All right, I'm done now. Well, it's time for baseball news, and you know, it isn't summer unless you're out at the old ballpark. Here at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, five people stabbed over T-shirts. I'm Vin Scully. A man is accused of stabbing five people outside Dodger Stadium, what police said was a dispute about the sale of counterfeit T-shirts following a game between the Dodgers and St. Louis Cardinals. Let me tell you about these counterfeit T-shirts. They're so well done, and they're so ingenious. A lot of them will say, I had one that I loved. It was called, well, I can't say, but it was F. Dallas. So at the top it said F, in the middle was the Dallas Star, and underneath said Dallas. It's the most beautiful shirt in the world. And guys were selling these out there at Anaheim when the Rams were still in L.A. And it cost me like $15. I love that shirt. I can't put it on to this day because it was back when I was like 185 pounds. But I'll squeeze into it for reunions and things. You know, you'll see me come out, I'll have my T-shirt, and then like one half of it only covers like down to my chest, mid-chest. The rest is just gut. Just think that one time that covered my whole body. The fight broke out Sunday after private security guards hired to crack down on vendors selling unlicensed Dodger merchandise approached a group of vendors. One of about 15 vendors began slashing at people with a knife. What? Where do these guys grow their pair big enough? One of about 15 vendors began slashing at people with a knife as fans left the stadium. Where do these guys get a pair big enough to start pull a knife on security guys, start slashing while there's people coming out of the ballpark? Where? L.A. Dodger spokesman Josh Rawich said it was an unfortunate incident. I can't blame these PR guys. They've got to put the best possible spin on it. Because if this guy comes out and says, I think it was the most obnoxious, a most egregious, the most vile and foul thing ever to be spoiled the grounds of the Dodger Stadium, sacred Dodger Stadium, in all of the time that I've been alive on this planet. I think the whole thing blows chipmunks, and I think if it were me, a nuclear device detonated on the stadium, just wiping out any trace. The next thing you know, he's going to get dragged into the head of the fog. Who owns that team now? What's his name again?
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones. Who? I keep thinking Fox Zones. It's that other guy. One of the three guards was stabbed in the shoulder. Another guard was stabbed in the stomach. The two vendors also were stabbed. What? One in the stomach and the other in the back. What'd they do? The security guys have knives too? A wild knife fight broke out today outside of Dodger Stadium. A security tried to subdue two men trying to get in. The two men pulled knives, so security pulled big skinning blades. The four injured men were taken to a hospital and were in stable condition. Another vendor was stabbed in the hand. The guards, who were not in uniform, oh, I see, that's why, did not carry any weapons. So they thought they were just getting robbed. Three vendors were arrested on suspicion of assault. The guards were hired by Sports Service, a division of whatever the hell. There you go. That's out at the old ballpark today with the Dodgers 7.5 games out of it and sinking slowly in the West. And the whole thing's going to pay TV. And today, of course, we read about Palmieri lying to the, well, whoever the hell he lied to about having steroids. And we have a bit coming up here. We actually have a bona fide, you know.
It's a real guy, isn't it?
Yes, it's a real guy.
You're not making the voice up.
No, it's a real guy. What are you doing here? Get out of here. It's a cat that is a football coach. He's going to be talking about giving his players steroids. Why is he doing this? And why is he doing it without the knowledge of the players or the knowledge or permission of the parents? Because he's had 10 straight losing seasons, and he's about to be fired. If, however, he can post one winning season, they're going to name the stadium after him before they fire him. So if he can juice up his players enough through this coming ball season, the football season, then, brother, this cat's going to make it. What is the problem now?
I just heard you say something. The FCC is, what do you mean give? He's giving it to his players.
What are you talking about?
I just heard you say something that the FCC is going to fine it. If we don't get fined for that, then my clothes are off tomorrow at noon, right out on Ventura.
What are you talking?
I heard you say, yeah, going to give it to his players. Didn't you say that?
I said he's giving them steroids.
No, but I heard you say the phrase, he's giving it to them. Isn't that some kind of deal?
Will you bug off?
What do you mean bug off? Look at Henry, if it wasn't for... Blow me up, Tom.
This show's out of control. It's like 42 minutes old. And old is the operative word. All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is kind of an interesting number here. As of Monday, August 1st, today, 1,794 members of the U.S. military have died since the beginning of the Iraq War. Now, what is that number not telling you? It's not telling you how many have died as a result of hostile action in the war. It says 1,794 members of the U.S. military have died since the beginning of the Iraq War. Well, in peacetime, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 soldiers die a year in the United States military. In peacetime. Some of it has to do with suicide. Some has to do with natural causes. Some has to do with accidents and so forth. Which we have suicides in the military at peacetime, going back years. Now, when you look closer to this number, there it is. 1,382 have died as a result of hostile action in Iraq. That's roughly so we've lost 450 men and women from non-hostile action. I mean, there would have been someplace else other than hostile action in Iraq, right? So that's somewhere in the neighborhood of what, 650, 700 a year? And that's a lot of people. But it ain't exactly like 3,000 a year like what we were losing in Vietnam. Now, the British have only lost 92 in 2 years. So, I don't want to criticize or anything, but are they doing something that we don't know? I mean, can we do what they're doing? I mean, they don't have as many cats in the thing as we do, but 92? Come on, you Brits. Get a few more of your guys killed, will you, to kind of make it up to speed a little bit? Now, the Italians have lost 25. The Ukraine?
How?
What do you mean, how?
How do you do that?
Well, I mean...
They didn't do anything, did they?
What do you mean they didn't do anything?
Well, they're standing around. The guy standing on a street corner get shot?
Yeah, that's it, man. They're standing on a street corner. It was a drive-by. Ukraine, 18. Poland, 17. Bulgaria, 13. Spain, 11, Slovakia, 3, Estonia, Thailand, and the Netherlands, 2 each, and Denmark, El Salvador, Hungary, Kazakhstan, and Latvia, 1 death each.
So what are they doing right?
I don't know what they're doing right, but it's something. They only lost one guy. Anyway, since May of 2003, when President Bush declared that major combat operations in Iraq had ended, 1,655 U.S. military members have died. Okay? Then they say that includes 1,273 deaths resulting from hostile action. Dig that. Since May 1st, when the president declared that the whole thing was done, 1,273 American soldiers have died from hostile action. That is a little over 600 a year. How many soldiers do we have in the theater there? Probably in the neighborhood of about 150,000. 150,000 soldiers, 600 soldiers a year.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but it ain't Latvia's number.
Well,
we got to get it down to Latvia? People ain't going to be happy, man, until it's like nobody, you know. When can we have a war where a guy doesn't die? That's what I want to know. Well, maybe someday we won't have wars, sir. Yes. Yes, that's the goal, Phil. You just hit the nail on the head. You see, as dumb as you are, as stupid as you are with your funny little talk show, even sometimes words come pouring out of your sewer, the big hole under your nose that makes sense. Maybe someday, Phil, we won't have war. You're right. But until then, sir, what do we do? Until then? Until then, we campaign against war. Until then, we decry the very use of war, the barbary of it all. 600 soldiers is 600 too many. Should we have armies? Of course. Should any of them die? No. Okay. So if we go, like, right into a war, we lost, I don't know, how many cats did we lose in World War II? We lost about 100,000, 150,000 guys. How many should have died? Maybe six. Tops. I mean, all the others, really, when we hit Omaha, man, that was a big cluster, you know what. Six guys tops. I figure the first guy to hit the beach at Omaha, that's one. Okay, boom. Then the guy at Sicily, that's two. Kasserine, three. Monte Cassino, four. What else? Well, the airdrop, 101st, that's five. Give me another one. Battle of Berlin, six. Okay, that's it. One guy per big battle. And you know what? That Nazi Eisenhower. So anyway, there you go. That's the, I think, I don't want to sound like I'm, I got to put a good spin on things, but don't that sound okay?
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Jack Pran, Jack, are you there? And I know that you guys are covering this garbage from the space station. Is that it?
Phil, right now what we're trying to do is pinpoint the exact area that this load of garbage that was released from the space station is going to land. The best we know how, Phil, is the South Pacific, and it's a latitude of 29.6, longitude 48.2.
And there's going to be a big thing of garbage hitting the sea, huh?
There is, supposedly. I know that there are at least four or five vessels from interested nations that are assisting in this project. The United States, of course, is there. Great Britain has a vessel in the area. The French have a reclamation vessel in the area. And I believe the Russians have also lent a vessel to this. But what it was a jettisoning of a containment area of the space station that had a great number of items. This is not Phil, sewage. It's not, in other words, waste or anything. This is just simply garbage.
And it's coming down on us.
That's correct. Because someone, when they made the calculations, they thought it would be set adrift into space, but instead it's going to drop right back in our laps. Isn't that interesting? I think there's some kind of poetic justice to that.
Well, all right. Jack Pran is with us from the newsroom. And when will we know if this garbage hits the ocean? It's in no danger of hitting people?
No danger at all. This is going to hit the ocean. And we're getting reports in now, as a matter of fact, that some bits of refuse have actually come through space. You don't expect a whole lot of it to survive. You don't expect a whole lot of it to come through intact because you're dealing with a very, very explosive atmosphere in which most things can burn up upon impact. If you saw Apollo 13, the movie, you saw where the actual spaceship almost just incinerated, and it wasn't until minutes later they found out. I'm hoping and praying that some of the stuff survived, because there's an issue, I think it's the 1997 issue of Swank, and in it, frankly, I'm caught in a picture that I regret. Now, the only remaining copy of that was taken by this Russian cosmonaut, and I remember him going, as he got on the aircraft, and Jesus.
A picture of you in what?
In Swank. I'm in a compromising, it's a homosexual position. What else do you want from me?
and the only surviving copy was on a space station.
That's my understanding, yeah.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.